You reach a point in your career where you've traveled enough, and that was our situation, and we were ready to retire from the military.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Ma, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotions. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotions, and their customers are paying for it. Well, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. That's why they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a crazy fast 5G network for just $25 a month. And if you're a business owner, you could really save a fortune. Dial pound 250, say the words Mike Rowe, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's pound 250, Mike Rowe. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The federal government shutdown will not be fixed in a day or even two. Lawmakers won't take up another stopgap measure until at least Friday due to Yom Kippur holiday tomorrow. ABC's Alex Perche is in D.C.
We're already seeing about 750,000 furloughed workers. That's according to the Congressional Budget Office. And we've got tens of thousands of essential workers who are working, being forced to work without a paycheck. Those are TSA officers, air traffic controllers, also members of the military, ICE agents as well. But going forward, the longer this shutdown plays out, the more of a concern it is.
On a conference call with House Republicans today, the OMB director warning a reduction in force or layoffs targeting furloughed federal employees could begin in the coming days. Payroll processor ADP showing the economy lost 32,000 jobs last month, opposite of what analysts projected to add jobs. On Wall Street, stocks ended up, investors shrugging off the shutdown. This is ABC News. Months after a wildfire ravaged a historic area of the Grand Canyon, the park's north rim is set to reopen.
On the 4th of July, lightning started what was named the Dragon Bravo Fire. In the last 3 months, the Dragon Bravo Fire burned over 145,000 acres, or about 200 square miles of land, and it took out a big chunk of the buildings around the Grand Canyon's north rim. Now, firefighters have full containment around the fire, and so the north rim of the Grand Canyon is being reopened to visitors. It gives public access to Point Imperial, the northernmost point in Grand Canyon National Park. The newly opened areas will be accessible until the first snowfall or November 30th. Alex Stone, ABC News.
In the Atlantic, Umberto has dissolved, and Imelda is strengthening into a Category 2 hurricane. A hurricane warning now in effect for Bermuda. Umberto, though, helped drag Imelda away from the U.S. mainland, but rough surf and rip currents remain a threat. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
You need parts? O'Reilly has parts. Get one free set of brake pads when you buy two brake rotors. Upgrade to Brake Best Select pads for just $10. Or upgrade to Brake Best Select Pro or Import Direct pads for just $20. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with a Cintas Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be another partly cloudy, warm day today. Our high right around 79 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunny, a little breezier with a high in the low to mid 80s. Turn your bathroom into something spectacular, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 77.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. A partial government shutdown means uncertainty for federal employees in Wisconsin. There are some 18,000 civilian federal workers in the state. The partial shutdown went into effect just after midnight and is the first such shutdown since 2018. A second judge enters the race for Wisconsin Supreme Court.
We need to draw a line in the sand and stop the destruction of our courts, especially our state Supreme Court.
Conservative Appeals Court Judge Maria Lazar announcing her candidacy in a four-minute long video. Concerning poll findings regarding political violence in the U.S., a new Marquette Law School national poll finding a partisan divide among Republicans. 57% say left-wing violence is the bigger problem, while 50% of Democrats see right-wing violence as a bigger problem. Wisconsin Radio Network.
It's all he ever talked about. All he wanted to do. When he wasn't out somewhere gambling, he was doing it here at home. On his phone, his computer. Until that call to the Problem Gambling Helpline.
He kept calling in. Just didn't seem like himself. Now, he's one of the best workers I've got.
He was missing my games, my school stuff. Not anymore. I've got my dad back.
It's like he disappeared. He's my best friend. But he never had time for me anymore until he called the free Problem Gambling Helpline.
They call it the invisible addiction, but everyone can see it. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, help and hope are just a call, text, or click away. Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. Gamble responsibly and everyone's a winner. A message brought to you by the Wisconsin Lottery.
At Advent Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one feeling. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
Porch pirates? Cats turning your water on? Strangers visiting while you're at work?
Hey.
Not on your watch. Control your smart home with security systems from West Wisconsin Cellcom. WWT.net has local technicians that will take the time to train you on how to safely monitor your home. With systems that don't go down when your phone does, checking past videos requiring less attention during the day, and seasonal monitoring, perfect for snowbirds to automate lights, locks, and thermostats from the beach. Choose 24/7 for peace of mind you can see. WWT.net.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07. Reporting from World Dairy Expo, I'm Brian Winnikins with news on WRDN. News this hour being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your Partners Network Car Care Center, Durand, Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. The JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. Sundstrom & Company are local tax experts downtown Durand, and 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. The Klein Hall Veterans Recovery Home in Chippewa Falls and another in Green Bay are closed. State government failed to secure the funding to keep the facilities to temporarily house homeless veterans open in the last budget. The last resident left Klein Hall on September 12th, and as of yesterday, the facilities in Chippewa Falls and Green Bay are now officially closed. A Pierce County company has been nominated for the Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin contest. Weezer Concrete was nominated for the contest for their bunker silos as one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. The competition, which is sponsored by Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, is entering its 10th year and highlights the importance of manufacturing in Wisconsin's economy. Voting is underway at madeinwis.com. A Western Wisconsin woman accused of killing her husband, then burning his body, has been convicted. Jackson County prosecutors say that Star Myers fatally shot Richard Bork in March of 2023, then set his body on fire to try to cover up her crime. Myers pleaded no contest yesterday to a charge of second-degree intentional homicide. She was ordered to serve a 22-year prison sentence. Wisconsin's sole nuclear power plant has secured federal approval to continue operating for years to come. The U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission approved subsequent license renewals for Point Beach Nuclear Plant Units 1 and 2, extending operations through 2050 and 2053, respectively. The approval ensures Wisconsin's only remaining nuclear plant will continue to generate power for the next three decades. The plant is operated by Nextra Energy on a 1,200-acre site along the Lake Michigan shoreline, about 10 miles north of Two Rivers. Point Beach supplies approximately 14% of Wisconsin's total electricity and has been operating for more than 50 years. Unit 1 went online in 1970, Unit 2 in 1973. You're listening to WRDN News.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durant help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durant location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see, JKO Auto Body Shop of Durant. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durant.
Some good news for the Red Cedar River. UW Extension is reporting that phosphorus levels in the Red Cedar River are declining due to farming practices aimed at reducing runoff from farmland. According to UW Extension, over 11,000 pounds of phosphorus was kept out of the river in 2024 due to the cost share programs that are helping farmers pay for soil health practices that improve water quality. The city of Wabasha is planning a realignment of Highway 60 to improve safety, reduce flooding closures, and support community growth. The project would construct a new roadway segment that eliminates a dangerous T-shaped intersection with a roundabout at the front of the steep bridge approach and raise the road above the 100-year flood elevation. The project would start in the spring of 2027 and be completed in the fall. A public hearing on the project is scheduled for October 23rd from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Fire Hall in Wabasha. Eau Claire County has announced that John Johnson has officially assumed the role of county administrator in September, following his unanimous confirmation by the County Board of Supervisors in July. During his first day on the job in September, Johnson outlined his priorities for the county, emphasizing financial responsibility, increased departmental efficiency, and transparency in operations. Johnson, who served as Eau Claire County's Highway Commissioner since 2015, stepped into the position after the retirement of Catherine Schaff, who led the county as administrator since 2015. Firefighters in Zumbrota responded to a fire at a laundromat Tuesday morning, according to authorities. That fire damaged both the laundromat building and a nearby adjacent building. Most of the damage appears to be external, with potential smoke damage inside. The apartment above the affected laundromat was vacant at the time, nor was there anyone inside the laundromat at the time of the fire. The cause of that fire is still under investigation. A Madison area priest accused of child sex crimes stood mute in Waupaca County Court Tuesday. 37-year-old Andrew Showers had not guilty pleas entered on his behalf on charges of attempted child enticement and attempted second-degree sexual assault of a child. Showers is accused of driving to Clintonville to meet up with a 14-year-old girl for sex, but that girl was, in fact, an undercover police officer. Showers had been serving at Our Lady of Guadalupe in Madison, but has since been barred from all church ministries by the Diocese of Madison. You're listening to WRDN News.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
This year's Thanksgiving turkey may be more expensive. The Iowa Department of Agriculture says turkeys with the bird flu in Minnesota could bring the disease to turkey farms in Iowa as birds migrate this fall. The H5N1 bird flu is making the rounds in Minnesota after first showing up 3 years ago. Since an outbreak of bird flu 10 years ago, Iowa says that Iowa turkey farmers in that state have taken steps to limit their flock's contact with external birds. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Mom, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotion. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotion, and their customers are paying for it. Well, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. Consequently, they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a blazing fast 5G network for just $25 a month. Dial #250 and say the words micro, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250 micro. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
Jones racing for a cancer cure. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Steven Wilson, Zach Novak, Vicente Salas, and Casey Kerwin have advanced through the round of 10 and will fight for the title in the 2025 eNASCAR Coca-Cola iRacing Series, NASCAR's officially sanctioned esports series featuring the top sim racers from around the world. Don't forget to tune in Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern for the Championship 4 finale live from the NASCAR Hall of Fame on eNASCAR.com. Brought to you by Coca-Cola, iRacing, and NASCAR.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Legacy Motor Club's Eric Jones is promoting cancer awareness with his Window of Hope auction, Racing for a Cure. At the Charlotte Roval this weekend, NASCAR drivers will be sporting pink window nets that will be autographed and auctioned off online through October 8th.
So this is year three for us hosting this program. Sunday, you'll see all the Cup Series cars with pink window nets running around at the Roval. But raising money for breast cancer awareness, we got three organizations we're donating to here. We're going to auction off all the window nets from these race cars Sunday that race. Hopefully raises a lot of great money. You can check it out. It's on ericjonesfoundation.org. You can go to the auction, check it out, bid on your favorite driver's window net. I've been hoping to raise some really great money here for breast cancer.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
We're definitely going to be late to the concert. I feel like we should be there by now.
I'm just taking a little detour.
got to fill up my gas tank, and I know this place a couple towns over where the gas is cheaper.
Are you serious? We're going to be late for the concert because you're driving out of the way for cheaper gas? Just use Upside.
What's Upside?
Upside is the free cash back app that gets you real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, I can get cash back just for buying the gas I need anyway?
Yes, I use it all the time, and I've made around $200. Now pull over so you can download the Upside app before we miss the concert.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LIFE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or as a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LIFE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LIFE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus. That's code LIFE.
Day two of the Major League Baseball Wild Card Playoffs are underway today. I'm Bill Scott with sports. In Cleveland, the Guardians poured it on late and beat the Tigers 6-1 today. That series will have a Game 3 tomorrow in Cleveland. In Chicago, the Cubs trail the Padres 1-0 in the fifth. San Diego needs a win to force a third and deciding game in that series tomorrow. Red Sox and Yankees underway in New York, and the Yankees need a victory to force a Game 3. Later tonight, the Dodgers with a 1-0 series lead on Cincinnati hosting Game 2 in L.A. Major League Baseball started to release divisional round game information. The start of Game 1 for the Brewers in Milwaukee depends on the Red Sox-Yankees series. If Boston wins, the Brewers will start at 8:08 p.m. Saturday night in Game 1 of the divisional playoffs. If the Yankees win, then the Brewers get the early start earlier in the day on Saturday, a 1:08 first pitch time. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Fall means hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. When you need bait or tackle, visit Ryan's Sports Shop, making hunting, fishing, and enjoying the great outdoors fun since 2006, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources wants to remind state citizens how to test their whitetail deer for chronic wasting disease this hunting season. The DNR offers convenient testing options statewide for hunters to test their deer for CWD. More details when we return, but first...
Whether you're hunting private or public ground, Onyx Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the Onyx Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR reminds hunters that they play an important role in continued efforts for CWD surveillance and management in the Badger State. One of the most effective tools for monitoring this deer disease is testing your harvested whitetail, and testing methods are available statewide. The DNR is especially interested in receiving more samples from the 2025 fall priority areas near recent CWD detection locations. You can test your deer at self-service kiosks, which are open 24/7. Kiosks contain supplies for hunters to drop off their deer head. There's a helpful video tutorial at the DNR website, dnr.wisconsin.gov, that will show you how to submit that sample. Just search for how to test your deer at the DNR website. You can also work with your taxidermist or make an appointment with local DNR staff to have your deer tested. Do your part to help in the battle against CWD. This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be.
With the Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be another partly cloudy, warm day today. Our high right around 79 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunny, a little breezier with a high in the low to mid 80s. Turn your bathroom into something spectacular, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 77.
We know there's a government shutdown in place. How much is that going to weigh on how we see the markets and the information that we're so used to readily having availability to? Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield at World Dairy Expo. Arlen Suderman joins us this afternoon with Stone X. So midnight came and went, and unfortunately, the government turned into a pumpkin. What are we going to see moving forward, and how do you see that weighing in on this trade?
Yeah, I think there's some indications this might be a more prolonged shutdown. Most shutdowns are very, very short and inconsequential, except for those people directly impacted. But as far as looking at the broader markets, this one may go a little bit longer. The longest one in my memory is from December of 2018 into January 2019. It went 35 days. That cost our U.S. economy $3 billion. But put it in perspective, that's 0.02% of GDP. So still rather small overall. It is a big deal for those people not getting paid. It's a big deal for those who may be missing services they need. And for farmers, that's like FSA offices, et cetera. But it also means no reports that we lean on in the marketplace. The flash USDA export sales reports, the weekly export sales reports, weekly export inspections reports, weekly crop progress and condition reports, and the WASDE report may end up getting delayed or canceled as well. We did that last in, yes, January 2019, where it was canceled, but also in October of 2013 when the WASDE report was canceled. That leaves us without USDA's production estimates until November and leaves the market kind of in a fog in the meantime, leaning on private sector data.
Well, that brings up an interesting thing because StoneX always puts out a customer survey, and that is going to be taking place here shortly for you guys. How do you see that weighing in, and then the important role that these customer surveys are going to take?
Yeah, I think it would take a much bigger role in the absence of USDA data. Now, don't interpret any of my comments as having seen the data or anything, because I don't see the data until shortly before it's released. So I haven't seen the data as we're speaking, but it'll be released later this afternoon. And basically, everyone's looking for how much will the size of the corn crop be reduced? Will the soybean crop be reduced? If so, what will the scope of the change be? Generally, the harvest yields that we've seen so far argue for a much lower corn yield, if you want to believe the anecdotal reports. On soybeans, it's a much different story. Even in some of the most drought-stricken areas, we are seeing, yeah, there are some poor yields, but we're seeing some very impressive yields. And even one person in Nebraska who blew his record yield out by 20 bushels per acre. So soybeans, it's a different question, and kind of anxious to see what kind of movement we do get on those yields as well.
So as you look at those, and I mean, in all this information, how do you see our marketing process, I guess, changing right now during a government shutdown? Or is it going to be as much possible business as usual?
The last data we got from USDA came out on September 30th with bearish stocks and small grain summary reports. That set the tone. Fortunately, we saw the corn market, for December corn specifically, bounce off of chart support at the 50% retracement level. That's retracing half of the August low to September high rally and we traced it down, and that held for now. Hopefully that'll form some type of a bottom to the trading range, and exporters will continue to buy these breaks and keep demand strong. For soybeans, we got a bounce on when soy oil bounced off of chart support. That helped provide some support for soybeans. But their biggest problem now is a lack of Chinese demand, lack of Chinese buying. And with the government shutdown, that's going to further delay getting clarity on our biofuels program, which we expect to be strong demand. For soybeans, may have a bigger problem there. On wheat, supported corn does help if we can hold corn prices here, but we've got more bushels that we need to move in the wheat market. It's been trying to find a price that'll move those bushels. Fortunately, export demand has been very strong for wheat this year, as cheap prices kind of stink, but they have really helped our export demand.
So looking at the livestock side real quick here, Arlen, obviously negativity has kind of filtered right back into the cattle complex.
It has. Overall, this market does find some support. We bounced off the chart support again for the nearby October contract. We held kind of that 230 level on the futures market. Feeder cattle saw the greatest strength yesterday, but pulled back again today. The border being closed with Mexico, and Secretary Rollins' comments on Sunday on social media would seem to indicate that maybe we're going to be closed indefinitely there for the foreseeable future in any realm. But we do have a lot of speculative money in these markets, and it does look like they're doing some profit taking right now.
What should we be watching for these livestock as we move towards the rest of this week?
Oh, I think the watch is just going to be the cash market now. As we're getting into Thursday and Friday, we anticipate seeing that cash market develop. We've seen a few head move in the northern feedlot belt at a little bit cheaper than what we were last week. The supply of cattle is a little bit higher in the northern belt, obviously tighter in the south. So we'll see how that spread unfolds this week.
All right. Thanks so much. Arlen Suderman joining us this afternoon. A quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss not suitable to all investors. That's the Wednesday market wrap up on the American Ag Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Local markets Wednesday at Elsevia Durand, cash corn 357, December 362, January 363, new crop 26, 402. Cash beans 908, December 911, January 916, new crop 26, 953. Big River Resources Boyceville cash and November corn 366 and a half, November 371 and a half, January 388 and three quarters. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn at 372, December 369, January 378. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 361, cash beans 928. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 361, new crop 26, 411, cash beans 918, new crop 26, 973. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 371, November 371, April 412, cash beans 923, November 923, April 1012, new crop 26, 1003. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, new crop corn 363, December 366, new crop beans 931, December 941. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 221 to 237, Holstein fed cattle 194 to 222, market cows 110 to 165, bulls 160 to 210, calves 450 to 1700, beef steers 275 to 645, Holstein steers 210 to 600. Sheep markets, light lambs 235 and down, market lambs 237 and down, ewes 90 and down, goat markets, does 140 and down, bucks 175 and down. At Sembrota, feeder lambs 50 to 275, fed lambs 185 to 234, ewes 85 to 110. That is a check of markets. Reporting from World Dairy Expo, I'm Brian Winnikins. You're listening to WRDN.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss, makers of quality workwear for more than 70 years. One major goal for agriculture in the coming years will be figuring out how to sell more American agricultural products to Americans. And that's especially true for export-based commodities like cotton and soy. Cotton growers are taking this issue head-on, and I'll have more when we come back. This episode of Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss. For more than 70 years and three generations, Strauss has manufactured high-performance German-engineered workwear, work boots, and safety equipment. The company's ostrich logo has become a proud symbol of excellence recognized by farmers around the globe. Need extra comfortable bibs? Strauss has them. What about work pants that have been tested to be five times stronger than your standard canvas pants? Strauss has those too. Each piece of the Strauss collection, from hat to boot, has been specially engineered to help you perform better on the job, whether you're working in the fields, taking care of livestock, or maintaining all the equipment that keeps your farm running. So if you're looking to add some extra utility and comfort to your workday, then harvest your potential and look for the ostrich. Prepare for the next growing season and grab yourself some new gear at Strauss.com. That's Strauss.com. The National Cotton Council has launched a new campaign called Plant Not Plastic. Its goal is to highlight how much of the clothing Americans wear is made from synthetic fibers, think polyester, nylon, or spandex, and how those fibers contribute to microplastic pollution. The campaign is built around new consumer research showing that while many people say they're worried about microplastics, most don't realize clothing is one of the main sources. Only about a third of survey respondents considered themselves well-informed on the issue, and the biggest barriers were simply not knowing what to do or what choices they can make. Cotton growers are looking to change that. Leaders say the campaign will focus on raising awareness that every load of laundry containing synthetics sheds millions of plastic microfibers, which can end up in water, air, or even the human body. Recent studies have found microplastics in critical organs, including lungs and kidneys, and scientists estimate Americans inhale or ingest tens of thousands of microplastic particles every year. The council's pitch is straightforward. Cotton is a plant-based fiber. It doesn't shed plastic particles, and choosing cotton clothing is one simple way consumers can reduce their personal exposure. The Plant Not Plastic campaign is still in its early stages, but it will feature public education, events, and outreach with brands and retailers. Cotton growers hope it can help build demand for natural fibers in a clothing market increasingly dominated by synthetics. NCC leaders point out that U.S. cotton has always been a global commodity, but if more American consumers start asking for cotton in their clothes, it could give growers a boost at home as well as abroad. Economically, even a modest shift in consumer demand could make a difference. The U.S. textile market is massive, and cotton's share has declined over the past several decades as synthetics became cheaper. If the campaign can move a few percentage points of that market back towards cotton, analysts say it could translate into millions of additional bales of demand, supporting prices and giving producers new outlets beyond exports. I'll have more when we come back.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Looking ahead, cotton growers see the Plant Not Plastic campaign as more than just a marketing push. It's part of a broader effort to connect what happens in America's fields with the everyday choices consumers make. Whether the message sticks will depend on how well it resonates beyond the farm gate, but if it does, the payoff could be significant. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Strauss, makers of quality workwear for more than 70 years. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be another partly cloudy, warm day today. Our high right around 79 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunny, a little breezier with a high in the low to mid 80s. Turn your bathroom into something spectacular, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 77.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Top down, sitting in the drive, but she wouldn't get out. The dogs were all barking and wagging around, And I just laughed and said, you all get in. She had on a new dress and she curled her hair. She was looking too good not to go somewhere. Said, what you wanna do, baby, I don't care. We can go to the show, we can stay right here. And I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor. We can go slow or make it go faster. Down through the woods and out to the pasture. Long as I'm with you, it really don't matter. Climb up in my lap and drive if you want to. Girl, you know you got me to hold on to. We can go to town, but baby, if you'd rather, I'll take you for a ride on my big green tractor. Said we can fire it up and I can show you around. Sit up on the hill and watch the sun go down. When the fireflies are dancing and the moon comes out, we can turn on the lights and head back to the house. Or we can take another ride on my big green tractor. We can go slow or make it go faster. Down through the woods and out to the pasture. Long as I'm with you, it really don't matter. Climb up in my lap and drive if you want to. Girl, you know you got me to hold on to. We can go to town, but baby, if you'd rather, I'll take you for a ride on my big green tractor. And just let me dust off the seat. I'll put your pretty little arms around me. Yeah, yeah.
Sizzle, we're Country Fry. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
We had a dog named Bocephus living in the front yard. He liked sleeping out on top of the car. He drank beer out of a mason jar and he'd climb up on everyone in bed. A white frame house in a college town. A bunch of people always hanging around. No real problems we needed to drown, but we tried our best anyway. We went to class just to pass the time. Back in 89, keg in the closet, pizza on the floor, left over from the night before. Where we were going, we didn't really care. We had all we ever wanted in that keg in the closet. This old guitar taught me how to score, right there on the Lambda Chi porch. Mary Ann taught me a little can't have. Sweatshirts and flag football, spring breaks down in Panama. For a while we had it all, we never dreamed it wouldn't last. We went to class just to pass the time. Back in 89 we had a keg in the closet, pizza on the floor, left over from the night before. Where we were going, we didn't really care. We had all we ever wanted in that
yesterday. Pizza on the floor, leftover from the night before. Where we were going, we didn't really care. We had all we ever wanted, and that keg in the
all I want to see of this town. I'm out of town and I'm out of tears, out of my mind and I'm out of here. Who needs a heartache, baby? Who needs a pain? Who needs to hang around and take the blame? Who needs a woman to make him blue? Who needs you, baby? I do. Sure makes it hard to walk away. I gotta go, I can't take this abuse. Why are you smiling? But I lie to you. Who needs a heartache, baby? Who needs the pain? Who needs to hang around and take the blame? Who needs a woman to make him blue? Who needs you, baby? I do.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Been flying solo for so long, nobody singing the harmony. Up there just me and my shadow, no bass, no guitar, no tambourine. And I found you like a melody, and you were singing in the same key as me. We had them dancing in the streets. I don't wanna be a one-man band, I don't wanna be a rolling stone alone, putting miles on a rundown van. Maybe we could take our own show on the road. I'll lay down the beat, carry the tune. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand. I don't wanna be a one-man band. No. I wanna run down your wild. chase every high with you, count every rip in these old jeans. We'll never learn how to sing the blues if I'm gonna be famous. Girl, I wanna be famous with you. We got our own little groove. I don't wanna be a one-man band. I don't wanna be a rolling stone alone, putting miles on a rundown van. Baby, we could take our own show on the road. I'll lay down the beat, you carry the tune. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand, 'cause I don't wanna be a one-man band. When the spotlight goes cold, the curtains come down, the chairs are all stacked and there's no one around, and nobody's paying, we'll still be playing. I don't wanna be a one-man band. I don't wanna be a rolling stone alone, putting miles on a rundown van. Baby, we could take our own show on the road. I'll lay down the beat, you carry the tune. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand, 'cause I don't wanna be a one-man band.
You updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
We both said some things we don't really mean. Sometimes love can be like that. Right now they hurt, but
they're only words. They're nothing we can't take back. But every time we don't see eye to eye, you worry I might say goodbye. Not on your love, not in this life. Could I ever leave? I wouldn't think twice of letting you go. By now you should know I need you too much. Not on your love, no way in this world could I ever live without you, girl. When times get tough, I'm not giving up, not on your love. When we started out, we made a vow not to sleep till we settled the fight. And there have been times we've seen the sun rise, but it always worked out all right. Even in the darkest hour before